Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise. I'll continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine. Oh, yes, yes, palm trees, you'll find them blowing in the wind as soon as the wind blows. Praise God. It's a pretty still day today, looking good. I know it's promised to be very, very hot today, but we thank God for whatever we have, whether it's hot, raining, or otherwise. We give God all the praise for that today. Yes, we do. And we thank God for you, you, and you being with us today. Ah, yes, and those of you that listen on a continued basis, we appreciate you fully to the highest. We adore you for that, and we would love to thank you, you know. We would love to thank you for your being here, you know. We just thank you for it. Oh, no problem. Lord Jesus, today we thank God for Jesus, you know, my. And God is just a good God. We glorify him for you, you, and you today. God is good to us. All right? We thank God for our visitor today. We have it amongst us, the bishop today. We thank God for that today. Yes, we do. Amen. And we, you know, we have Pastor Sharon. We have Pastor Sharon with us and Sister Diane. We just lacking one person, the prophet. You know, my inspiration. I don't have my inspiration today. Yes, yes, yes. And we thank God for you. Yes, we do. Now, you still can call 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us and give us your praise report of what God has done for you. Even for since you've been listening to this broadcast, tell me how God has blessed you. I'd just love to know. Yes, we would. It would encourage us so much that you're getting something out of this broadcast. You know, we'd love to hear that. And if you're getting something out, we want to know, is it worth enlarging? You know, going a little further, praise God. Amen. So let us know at 347-857-3925. Yeah, we're waiting to hear from you. All right, we're going on and pray. You can send us a prayer request too. Bless God. If you know anybody around us that be connected with us, tell them your prayer request also. All right, that'll work too. We're just trying to work with you. Okay, now we're going to pray. As we told you, we're going to thank God for what he's doing amongst those that have already sent in their prayer requests. And we also want to also pray and thank God for our friend in the Bahamas, St. Thomas. Praise God. One of our faithful people there, Ms. Ritter. We want to thank God for her and is the request she sent in, and that God will provide and move in a mighty way where she is at this time. Praise God. Amen. All right. Make way for out of nowhere. That's what he can do. All right. We're thanking God today that Chad Newhart has just came out a little bit of conscious. He's not all the way out of being unconscious, you know, the one with the motorcycle accident. So we thanking God for him recovering completely today. We thanking God for him recovering completely today, okay? We really do. Are you thanking God for it? Yes. And we thanking God that Pastor Harrington, he's doing well. He's at the hospital now. I don't know what it got to do with his ribs or not. But we thank God for touching his ribs, his broken ribs, healing them completely. We just thanking God today for what he's already done for these people. How about that? In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for the young lady that they wasn't really expecting to live. We thank God for her going home. How you like that? Ah, yes. See, we drove up to Jacksonville to pray for her. Yes, we did. We all did. Yes, yes, we did. We do things like that sometimes. And you know what? She was a happy because she wanted to see her bishop. She wanted to see everybody talking about her dying, but she wanted to see her bishop before she go away from here. And she wanted him to pray for her, honey. Yes, she did, and he went and prayed for her. She was a happy something. Oh, yes, she responded to his voice, and she knew who he was. But I thank God. Now, she got well enough. She got her touch, what she was looking for. And God done sent her home. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Now, that's what you call a praise report. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you. Now, don't you want to have those kind of reports, too? Amen. All right. Amen. See, I'm telling you, I'm thanking God for these people. I'm thanking God for what he's doing. All right? I'm not waiting till I see results, huh? I'm in anticipating that God will bring results. Do you get the picture? Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. And we thank God for touching Pamela. She had surgery, but she was just having a hard time recovering, and the pain was severe and all. So we're thanking God for releasing her from those pains of surgery. Yes, we're thanking God for it today. We're thanking God for Mr. Benjamin. We're thanking God that he is going to continue to go on, as he didn't get all the results that he desired at that first time in court. But we believe in God today for him to get a good report from his court case. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for a favorable court case. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for Allison Crawford also. Some of these are cancer patients. We're thanking God right now for touching her, drying up the cancer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God for it. We thank God for Clement Thomas coming out of the hospital. Ain't God good? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're thanking God for Mr. Singh, for him having a full recovery of his hip surgery. We thanking God. Nothing is impossible, do you see? We thank God for Chrissy, the cancer drying up on her face right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for it today. You know, I'm thanking God in advance because it's already done. You know, when we first started praying, it was done. So we just thanking God for them having a manifested result, okay? This is what I'm doing today, trusting God that I will get a report soon from it. We thank God for Cheryl White, who's on dialysis, had to go on dialysis with kidney failure. We thanking God for healing her one way or another, whichever way he wants to heal it, by giving her a brand new kidney in her body or having a transplant, whatever God see fit to do at this time. But we thanking God for the victory. Aren't you helping us thanking God for the victory? I trust that you are. And we thank God for James Hennett, who had a stroke, massive stroke. We thank God for healing him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for healing Mike Rucker, who had a heart attack and some other things wrong also. We thank God for healing him. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. God is doing great things, honey. Let me tell you, you don't want to miss that, do you? You don't miss your time. We thank God for touching Elma Smith. Amen. And she had triple bypass surgery, and she's in recovery, but we are thanking God for complete recovery. Amen. 100% recovery. Thank you, Jesus. We also thanking God for touching Pierre Antoine. I don't know the last name, who's in the hospital, had cancer. Also, we thanking God for it right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Pierre right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, and we count it done today. Lord, we thank you for touching them. We thank you for touching the pastors that are sick and suffering and going through, Father. We thank you right now for touching them. We thank you for touching, Lord God, the children that has cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind that spirit of cancer right now that is completely bothering your people all over the land, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it today, God. You know God is doing great things for his people right now. And many people are sick, going through all types of things and getting operations and what have you. They need your prayers, all right? They really need your prayer. Oh, yes, we want to praise God for Deacon Michael coming out of the hospital. He's doing a little better, slowly recovering. And he's doing great so far, doing a little bit better. And the doctor said it would take a little bit of time, you know, to get over all of that, okay, what was wrong with it. But we know God can, don't we? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We know that God can do anything but fail. Is that right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me give you a nice word. Praise God. Can one hold back the waves and ripples once a pebble has broken the calm of the lake's surface? Neither can one control the ever-widening, ever-damaging effects of an unkind word once it has entered the ear of another. We better say that again. Can one hold back the waves and ripples once the pebble has broken the calm of the lake's surface? Neither can one control the ever-widening, ever-damaging effects of an unkind word once it has entered the ear of another. My, you can't take it back, so keep it to yourself. How about that? You can't take it back, so keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Your unkind word. You know, we always say, well, let me tell you what I think. And it's always an unkind word when you start that. Why is it never nice, you know? Let me tell you what I think. I think you're so good. I think you're such a nice person. Well, you know, somebody told me what to do is speak about the good things that you see in the person. Tell them about the good stuff you see, you know. But then they'll start thinking they good on everything, won't they? Well, that's a toss-up now. You got to make your decision what you want to do about that now. All right, I told you, you know, yesterday we cut it off and let someone else have a little say. But and today I want to go back to that by, you know, stirring up something. We stirring up something now, right? Okay, and we want to continue because we talked about Cyrus on yesterday, didn't we? Talked about old King Cyrus. Yes, we did. And how God said that he would do what? Stir him up, right? He said, this is what he say in 2 Chronicles 36 and Ezra 2, the first chapter. But we're going to do the 22nd verse of 2 Chronicles 36. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing. He put it in writing, huh? My. After he stirred him up, God has to do what? Stir you up, don't he? To get you to do something, because we're so, complacent today. We don't want to do nothing. We want to go to work, come home, lay down, look at TV, eat, and that's it. And that's all we want to do. We don't want to be stirred up to do something, you know, get into action, reach out to people, you know. And then we say, well, they don't walk into the church, you know. You just want them to walk into the church just like that. But what have you done to cause them to walk into the church, huh? All right, you got to be stirred up. See, what does Cyrus' name mean? Chosen, a chosen one, right? So if he was a chosen instrument of God, that means if God called you, he's going to stir you up. Praise the Lord. He's going to stir you up. But now, let me tell you, it's like I was thinking about it. A cake, a pie, whatever you stirring up there. Now, when you put all these things together, you're making a cake. You go according to the recipe, don't you? Come on, think about it now. And when you go according to the recipe, and I found out, if you got to put 6 eggs in that cake, it tells you stir after every egg. Now, that's a lot of stirring, ain't it? So what is it doing? Mixing it well. Mixing it well so that you can get what you need out of that cake. And the cake will be just right. If you mix everything according to the recipe now. See, our problem, we want to go off of the recipe. And then when the cake come out lumpy, dry, and tastes like something missing, you know, you wonder why. You got to stay with the recipe. God gave us a recipe, huh? So what happened when Cyrus was stirred up, okay? Now, God done stirred his spirit up. He give him the right weapons that he need. He made a proclamation. What did he do? He went out and told somebody. He told the public. He didn't try to be secret service and all of that. You know, well, I ain't gonna say, I ain't letting nobody say, I don't want everybody to know my business. Well, your business is their business if it's God's business, okay? Pardon me. So you need to know, somebody need to know what God is doing. In your life and in his life and their life and everybody else's life, you need to tell somebody. And if you don't tell nobody, how anybody going to know God still saved? How they going to know God still heals? How they going to know God still delivers? You can't just say, I guess something is different about him. I don't know. And then you don't show any difference. So we dealt with, you have to excuse me today, my throat is trying to close up, and I'm going to go through this right here, and then I'm going to let some of these great preachers take over, you know, because, you know, the devil say, I see them in here, I ain't going to let you go through like you did yesterday. Praise God. But we talking today about, you tell somebody this here, let me tell you what 2 Timothy 1 says. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. What is he trying to do? Get you into action. Do you see what I'm saying? All he's trying to do is get you into action. Now, if we can't get nothing out of you, how are you saying I'm a witness of Christ? I'm a soldier of the cross? Well, the soldiers go out and fight. They pick up their weapons and they go out and fight, don't they? Mm-hmm. Because they have been well trained. They have followed the recipe of whatever part of the military they are in. See, there is rules and regulations to follow. But when you get in the mix, you don't want to be mixed up with what God has put in that particular church. You don't want to be a part, but yet you want to come there and glean out of there what the leaders had, you know, the sergeant and the general have there. You want to glean out, but you don't want to be in the mix. Now, that don't even make sense, do it? My. But God said to you today, know today that you are part of the mixture that he prepared from the foundation of the world. Do you hear? When he stirred you into humanity, when he stirred you up down to over 2,000 years ago with the Holy Ghost, when he put that on the inside of you, it was for a reason, for you to show someone what a delicious cake you have become. Say, Lord, taste and see. The Bible say that the Lord is good. See, he told you to taste it, did he not? Mm-hmm. Because you all have been stirred up in the mix. You could be the vanilla. You could be the nutmeg. You could be an egg. You could be whatever they flour or baking soda. I don't know which part you are, but in order to be in the mix, you have to become a part to, in order to develop the whole. Hello, somebody. So we are stirring up today. It's essential. It's necessary that you get in the mix. Do you hear me? Because God has done what? Made provisions for you to do what? To show forth his glory. And, you know, you look at a cake after you finish baking and it came up 10 inches tall and, oh, it's perfect all around, ain't nothing broke. You know how sometimes the bottom break out or something, and, you know, ain't nothing broke. It look perfect, don't it? So you stand back and, oh, don't it look good? I hope it tastes as good as it looks. You begin to do that. So listen how God is saying. Say, after you've been in the mix, after I've put all your parts together and made you one, glory be to God, I can stand back and see my glory. Oh, my God, don't you want to show forth his glory today? Oh, I know you want to see it today, glory to God, because God wants to stir up his children right now. He wants them to come forth and proclaim his glory, proclaim his goodness. Let people know, let this dying world know that Jesus is still alive. It don't matter what law they pass, you still got to tell them that Jesus is still alive and he's doing well. He's not poor. He hasn't gone on vacation, but he's alive and well. When you get stirred up, you can confess this. When you get stirred up, you don't care who you have to talk to. You ain't hiding nothing. You just telling them, say, listen, I know whom I believe. I know where I'm walking at. I know in who I serve, and it's the God Almighty. You don't hear me today, hallelujah. This is why you got to get stirred up. Let me tell you, when you do that, I was reading another scripture going, oh, I love this scripture in Isaiah 44 and in the 25th verse when it says, that frustrate the tokens of the liars and make it diviners mad. Oh, can't you make them mad? Hallelujah. You get stirred up by the Holy Ghost. You can make them frustrate the devil, agitate him. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Make them mad. Make the diviners mad. You know them old voodoo workers and hoodoo workers and all that. You make them mad because you stirred up. And they don't like it because they've been trying to put you down, huh? They've been trying to block your progress. They've been trying to make you like them. You don't got nothing to say and you ain't can't praise God. You ain't got nothing to testify to God about. My God, my God. God, but this is what he say, that turn wise men backward. Ooh, do you see the power of God operating when you get stirred up? Oh, my. You ain't got stirred up by now. Something wrong with you. Hallelujah. And make it their knowledge foolish. Oh, when they come up trying to prophesy to false prophets. Oh, when you let the anointing come forth, what happened? Make them foolish. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is so good. Isn't that right? Now, when this is what he does in the 26th verse, that confirmed the word of his servant. He confirmed what he said. Didn't he confirm what he said? Now, I done stirred your spirit up now. So now that you are going and you done frustrated the devil, you let him know that ain't nothing here for you, devil. I'm not backing down for you and nobody else, huh? You gonna make them old diviners mad. They gonna prophesy lies to you and everything. You gonna make them mad because it ain't doing nothing to me. Oh, your voodoo can't work up in here. Hallelujah, Jesus. You done turned the wise men backward. Can't you see the power of God operating in your life? Now you see why he said he give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by the enemy shall hurt you. Well, when you start believing, then that means, honey, your pot been stirred up real good, and you have that anointing flow like a mighty river. And when it begins to flow, it gets the job done. Nothing can stand against you. No weapon, he say, that come up against you gonna stand against you. You gonna do what? You gonna bring it down. Oh, he ain't bringing it down. You bring it down because he gave you the power to do it. Oh, hallelujah, amen, somebody. Let me tell you, don't matter what kind of disease come upon you, you have the power to bring it down. You got to believe God because you've been stirred up. It don't matter if you got a little pain right now, but once you get stirred up, the pain, you don't even feel it. I like it when the Holy Ghost comes. You can have pain from your head to your toe, but you don't feel nothing because the anointing done stirred up that spirit in you of belief, that belief that you are healed, that you don't feel nothing. Glory to God. And you can tell them, say, jump around, jump around, jump around. You jump up and down and holler hallelujah anyhow. Now, listen, I came positive afterwards. You go down and you hurt again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to keep that spirit alive. Once he stirred it up, you got to keep it alive because God gave it to you, didn't he? And once you start remembering what God can do, you don't feel so bad, do you? Come on now. See, but the thing is, we think bad, we think evil, we think pain, we think hurting, we think rejection, we think these things, so therefore they take over our body because of our thoughts. My, but he has already stirred up the gift in you. And if that gift is stirred up, it's time for you to move out, move up. Oh, yes, 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 because what happened? You done made them all mad. Oh, my God, you stimulated to do what? To do a work for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody ought to praise God anyhow. You know that's why I'm praising God today. Amen, because I done frustrated the devils, and they try to stir up more anger against me because I stirred them up. You know I got a big mouth. I know I'll say it just like it is. Glory be to God. I know I have to pay the penalty because he gonna try to come against me to shut me up. But you know, as long as God keep a tongue, teeth in my mouth, and a voice, I can talk. Amen. I can say praise God. Make him mad because I've been stirred up. I was under that mulberry tree that David knows was under. I was under that tree, you know, when he stirred it up, the tree up. And when he stirred up the tree, them berries dropped on me and some of them mashed down on me and did what? Oh, hallelujah. It gave me the right juice. Ooh, hallelujah, to go and praise God, to lift him up, to let this world know that I've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and do have a mind to go on. Oh, hallelujah. Don't matter who don't like me. Don't matter who hate me. That's your problem. I don't have a problem because I got to love the hell out you anyhow. my, I'm stirred up today because God stirred me up. And you know, every time he tried to depress me and press me down, I get mad with him and I'm going to frustrate him, showing up. I'm going to talk, showing up. I'm going to preach the gospel more than I ever did before. Hallelujah. I'm going to cry loud and spare not. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm going to show you your transgressions. Glory to God. Now, if you don't want to acknowledge them, that's between you and God. But my job is to show you. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, I'm not trying to make you my friend. If you ain't my friend, I can't make you a friend. You ain't got stirred up, because my friends are stirred up with me. They get in the pot with me. Glory to God. They become even the vanilla. Glory to God. The butter in it. Hallelujah. They one of the components that it takes to make the cake. And that's the cake of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because when you start to tasting it, it tastes, oh, so good. Like camel soup. Good. Yes, it is. Glory to God. Because the anointing breaks every yoke and chain. When you put it in your mouth, like he told the prophet, he said, you take the whole roll and eat it. Oh, yes, and it's going to be bitter in your stomach, but it's going to be sweet. Sweet as honey, and you eat that whole roll, and you found out it's good for you, and it's good for those that get a taste also of your voice. As soon as they hear you, glory to God, something begin to stir on inside. The feet begin to move. They want to jump and shout, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow, somebody. You may be low today, hallelujah, but we saying to you, rise and shine and give God the glory. You just got stirred. Rest you did, glory to God. We took the right kind of spoon and put it in there and stirred you up. Oh, my God, you might have been down, but you up now. We beat it up till it rolls up. You know, when you beat the cake a certain amount of time, it rise up better. But if you don't beat it, it's going to stay down. But we put enough yeast in you today of the Holy Ghost so you can rise and shine and give God the glory. Because this is the time to be stirred up now, to let the world know that you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Son, right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know it today. Don't wait your friends. I know you're ashamed. Talk to your friends, because they're going to stop speaking to you. You're ashamed to talk to your family, because they're going to talk about you, say you think you all that. Just tell them I'm all that and a bag of potatoes too. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. You just let them know that today I've been stirred, and stirred well, to its full capacity, that I may rise and shine and give God the glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, praise God, praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, I know you're being stirred. Stirred means to mix, to agitate, to disturb, to trouble, to provoke, and what? Agitation. What disturbing you? See, in order for you to be stirred up, something has to come to provoke you into action, provoke you to stand on the word of God, provoke you to open your mouth and speak. Just like the prophet, God sent for that prophet Jeremiah to what? Open his mouth and say what thus said the Lord. And when thus said the Lord come for it, what? It stir up something on the inside of the hearer. It provoke you to do better. And even when it comes to it, when the woman of God was talking about the word, you know what comes to disturb you? You know, when the disturbing, something provoking you to action is not all a bad thing all the time. Why? Because it allows you to stand in your identity of who God called you to be, and you can declare the work of the Lord. You don't have to take down to the enemy. You can speak life over your situation. You can speak what God is saying to you. And according to Isaiah, the 44th chapter, verse 25, that frustrated the token of the liars and making diviners and mad, that turned wise men backward and making their knowledge foolish. I tell you, that scripture gave me a little tickle today. I tell you, you know why? Because someone is always prophesying not what God is saying over your life. Somebody's always saying something the opposite of the word of God. Someone always saying something that brings forth death. But today we want to speak life unto you, and for you to know that you got the authority, dominion, and the power that God has given you on the inside. You may not have like the next man, but the little power that you have, you stand on the word. If it's the power that you need for provision, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what you speaking out. Why? Because that's your power. You speaking over what situation you're in right now. And then I like that word, the liars, you know, because you know what? If it's not of God, it's then a lie. It's not of God, it become a lie. I tell you, just it reminded me when the people the Balaam wanted to curse the people of God, and they were speaking opposite. God told them not to, when he was still to go and pronounce a curse, in other words, pronounce a lie on the people of God. God let him know, don't do that. Speak what? The truth. So in God can turn what the enemy meant for your bad into the truth. In other words, he prepares the table before you in the presence of your enemy. In other words, they'll see what was spoken over your life. It is not so. Why? Because he's stirring you up on the inside. Why? Because it agitated you. Why? It bring you into that step. You know what? I am not a stepping stone any longer. You know what? He bring you into what? I'm not going to take this any longer. Devil, I'm not taking another punch anymore. Just like the boxer in the ring. You'll keep on fighting. You'll keep on fighting, and then after a while you start ducking. When the enemy keeps pounding at you and hitting you and situation keep knocking you down, you'll start standing up after a while, and you start speaking the word of God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Why? It came to what? Stir up the fighter in you. It come to stir up the Lion of Judah on the inside. It come to stir up the warrior that God called you to be. It stir up what? That you may know who you are and whose you are. You're standing in your identity of the I am today. So know today you don't have to take down anything on your job. You don't have to take down in your home. You don't have to take it down to anything but what the word of God say. You speak the life over your situation. You speak that word of God. God promised it. We got it in Bible class. You are what? God, you are blessed from the foundation of the world. When God made you, you are already blessed. What you got to know is open your eyes and recognize that you are already blessed. So when you start speaking that lie of poverty and not enough and sickness, it is all a lie. Why? Because you know that God promised us healing. He promised you supply. He promised you divine protection. But even though he told you you will suffer these things, he still wants you to recognize the word. Know his word. Allow the word to stir up on the inside of you. And when the word of God stir up on the inside, then you can open your mouth and speak the word. Just like in the book of Acts about the disciples, they were what? They were all stirred up. What came and stirred them up? So they were all meditating on the word of God. They were waiting on the Holy Spirit, and it came in and stirred them up on the inside. And when it stirred them up, they stirred them up for them to start speaking the good news of Jesus Christ. And then it caught fire. It started stirring up people to come back to God. So what are you speaking today? Are you causing strife? What are you speaking? Are you stirring up the right thing? What are you stirring up today? Pay attention. Like the life and death is in the power of the tongue, pay attention to your speech to recognize what are you stirring up today. Are you provoking the person to do better? Oh, I think that's a good thing. If it provokes you and gets you mad enough, then you'll do a lot better. better. You know our children don't want to hear it sometimes when you start saying, you know what, you can, son or daughter, you can do this, you can do that. They may not like it, but you're stirring up something on the inside of them to let them know they can achieve more, that with God they can do all things today. So even though, recognize that word say stir mean to what? To mix, to agitate, and to disturb you, to provoke you. If nothing comes in your life to disturb you, trouble you, or provoke you, it will not bring you into your next level that you need to go in God. So you know what? Let God say, stir me up again, oh Lord. Stir me up again. Stir me up again, Lord. Stir me up, Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, they done stirred me up. Praise God. I thank God for the word because it is hot in here. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Amen. If you ain't stirred up now, praise God, you need to go back to the altar. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, this word is good all by itself, ain't it? Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, for the word, amen, this morning coming from Apostle, amen, and also from Pastor Sharon, because truly, as they have said, amen, all that word stirred up me to agitate, amen, stir me to agitate, amen. Oh, when something get on your nerves, something going to smooth you. Come on, somebody. Oh, if you got any kind of life in you, praise God. I think some emotions going to come from somewhere. Oh, you keep letting it agitate you. Something going to move. Praise God. Am I right about it? Praise God. I just thank God, amen, for the word. And I was looking here if they was ministering. I was looking in St. Luke chapter 12. Verse 48, praise God, down to verse 53. It said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will it I if it be already kindled? Verse 50, it said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I come to give peace on the earth. Look what Jesus said. I tell you nay, but rather division. Oh, in other words, he come to stir you up. He come to stir some stuff. Praise God. And he is stirring some stuff on this earth. Come on, somebody. Oh, he come to separate the saved from the unsaved. He come to separate the righteous from the unrighteous. He come to stir up, praise God, all things, amen, on the earth. Praise God. Oh, I want to ask you a question today. Whose side are you leaning on? Praise God. Oh, it's time now to be stirred up and be on the Lord's side, because we are winners. Praise God. I don't care what the devil do. Praise God. He may come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. Ain't you glad, praise God, that when he stirs some things up, praise God, oh, he is on your side. He said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of the world. Verse 52. Now watch this when he stirs some stuff. From henceforth, there should be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father should be divided against the son, and the son against the father. The mother against their own daughters, and the daughter against their own mother. The mother-in-law against their own daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against their own mother-in-law. Oh, that's personal. Come on, somebody. Already in your own household, praise the Lord. He come to stir some stuff up. Help me, somebody. And Jesus said them words, praise God. He said he didn't come, praise God. He come to make a division, praise God. Hell, when he come to stir some stuff up. And it's funny, when the Lord stirs some stuff up, we put everything on the devil. Oh, oftentimes the devil ain't thinking about you. He over there somewhere trying to get a wall started. But already in your own house, praise God, in your own family, amen, he stirs some stuff up, praise God. Oh, they'll talk about you. They'll criticize you. They'll put you down. They'll call you everything but the child of God, praise God. You may be the black sheep of the family, but thank God, amen, when you look to the hills, from whence cometh all of your help, and all our help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Praise God. Thank God that Jesus said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. I want to say to somebody, I don't care how dark it get in your life. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Oh, and the sun is shining on somebody out there today. Oh, why you say that, Bishop? Because he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And I thank God he is moving in the earth realm. Oh, he is manifesting himself in the earth realm. Why? Because he is stirring some stuff up. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, I was thinking that they were talking about some of the food, how you stir it stuff. I watch how they mix up tater salad, and I watch sometimes how they mix up different batter with cakes or whatever. Praise God. Even when you put water on the stove, the boiled meat or boiled beans, oh, you have to put it on there, then they have to get boiling and get heated. Oh, you will be stirring some stuff up. Oh, and then you got to start to stirring. Praise God. And as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise God. Oh, the Lord, praise God, in these last days, praise God, it's not going to be business as usual. Come into the church, hear three or four songs, hear a word, and go back out the door the same way that you come in. But God, amen, going to stir some stuff up. It's going to be a revival that people have never seen before. Yokes would be destroyed. The captive would be set free. Broken hearts would be men. Our relationship would be coming back together. Marriage would be men. Praise God. God will turn the midnight into day. He's going to do great things. Why? Because he's stirring some stuff up. Praise God. Everything that the cackering thought they had took from you, amen, oh, you will get it back. Praise God, because I'm speaking it now into your life. Praise God, and if you believe it, you shall receive it. Praise God. Wow, because he is stirring, praise God, some things up right now in your life. Oh, he know what you need, because he say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit, and I'm glad about it today that he searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today that we serve a risen Savior? It's all about him today. Praise God. I thank God it ain't no big eyes or no little U's. Praise God, in Jesus Christ. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. I'm glad about it today. Oh, but he is stirring some stuff up today. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God, that Jesus, he'll move you now out of that comfort zone. Oh, sometimes you get in that comfort zone and you don't want to move, praise God, because, oh, it's relaxing to you, praise God, and you comfortable, praise God. But when he begin to move some of that comfort, some of that plus from around you, praise God, and you know how thorns stick you here and now, praise God, you'll be going to start, ooh, ow, he's stirring you up then. Oh, that tell you, in other words, it's time to move. Praise God. And when he say it's time to move, you got to move. Praise God. Oh, he did it. Praise God. In the biblical day. Oh, my mind is I'm reminded, praise God, of Elijah. Praise God. When he had to flee for his life. You know, God don't mind us running church, but he want us to run in the right direction. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And he fleed for his life from an evil woman by the name of Jezebel. Praise God. Oh, he had done stood up against 450 false prophets. Oh, and called fire from heaven. But then now he's running. Praise God. And he went and hid into a cave. God don't want us hiding from no devil. Praise God. He want you and I to come face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and tell the devil, I serve the true and the living God. For God I live, for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. All in there, when God spoke to him and said, I want you to get up from there. Praise God. And I want you to go back to Zarephath because I got a widow woman that going to sustain thee. Oh, praise God. And if you look at the story, it looks like his situation is getting worse instead of any better. Oh, and it always looked like that to our eyes. But oh, thank God. Praise God. Oh, God got a way that is mighty sweet because the things that look impossible to man is possible with God. Oh, he will turn a bad situation and make some good at it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. Oh, when the Lord stir up some things. Praise God. Oh, and you know, in that comfort zone, we don't want to move because all we feel all right and we doing all right. But oh, when the ravens quit coming. Now you got to do something. You don't have no food on the table. I don't know who I'm talking to out there, but it's going to be some food before the sun goes down on you today. Praise God. God, amen, going to move up on somebody to give you something today and put something into your hand because he know what you need even before you ask, but he said ask. Now after the ravens quit coming, oh, then he said, I can drink all the water I want because there was a brook going down in the middle of the cave. But after a while, the Bible said that the brook dried up. Oh, and when your brook dried up, oh, that means God can stir up some things. Oh, he's stirring it up. And he spoke to him again and said, I want you to move. Oh, he had to move and go, amen, and do what God told him to do. Praise God. Are you doing and are you moving and doing what God tell you to do? Praise the Lord. Oh, when God stir you up, you got to get in the place. Are you in that place where God wants you to be? And when he stir you up, praise God, you're not going to be satisfied and it's not going to be comfortable until you get in that place where God have told you to go and what he want you to do. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for the word today. Oh, God is stirring up some stuff, and he's stirring it up from the east, west, north, and the south, and said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it's accomplished what it pleases. And this is what he done for King Cyrus. Tell me, after 48 years of proclamation, things begin to turn around. And he going to always move up on somebody to stir up some things and do some things. And I thank God, amen, for the word. And he had to rebuild, praise God, amen, and took over, praise God, a city. Amen, and God will do great things in your life. He said greater things than he did that we will do. Ain't you glad about it today? But thank God, amen, for the Lord, amen, stirring up some things and moving, praise God, on each and every one of our hearts. And I'm glad today that the word is all right all by itself. But Jesus, amen, is Lord. And people say why he's the only one, amen, that we can get to heaven. Oh, I thank God Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man get to the Father but by me. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. Praise God. What about you today? Amen. Are you stirred up? Praise God. All if you're stirred up, praise God. All you can't hold is staying to yourself. But you can't hold your peace. Come on, help me out. All you got to go tell somebody. Praise God. We need to stir you up in the inside. Oh, this thing got to come from the inside. I'm not talking about a jump and a shout, a hoop and a holler. But oh, when he done touch your heart, when he have touched your soul, you got to go tell somebody, oh, that Jesus is Lord. It's all about him today. It's not my mother, not my father, but it's me. I thank God that he stirred me up. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad, praise God, that the Lord, praise God, stirred me up. Praise God. And I called on his holy, righteous, and everlasting name. Oh, I heard the word preach, and it said that there is power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance, it's healing, whatever we need. is in the name of Jesus. And it stirred me up. Praise God. And I begin to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. You out there don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Today can be your day. Praise God. Oh, I hope something in my heart or something was said. Amen. At these three preachers today. Oh, praise God. That Jesus is Lord. That you would make that quality decision. Amen. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. Because death angel is riding. Praise God. We used to say you're here today and gone tomorrow. But you're here today and you're gone today. So make up your mind. That's one thing, praise God. You can't put it off. And I want to say to them, oh, praise God, talking about they are atheists. Talking about they don't believe in God. Oh, the scriptures say only a fool say in his heart, there is no God. Oh, but your knee going to have to bow one day. And you're going to see the God that you say that there don't even exist. Oh, you're going to have to talk to him, praise God. And I thank God that every knee got to bow, every tongue got to confess. But if you are out there today and you hadn't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you got to do is repent. Say, Lord, I repent for all of my sins, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior from this day and forevermore. Oh, I believe that God risen you from the grave. Oh, thank God. Oh, and you sit on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for you and I. Oh, I thank God. All you got to do is accept it. Believe it. It's in a belief today. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, if you say you're not stirred up today, something wrong with you. You need to say, Lord, stir it up within me. Speak to that spirit man within you today and say, Lord, stir me up, that I may be able to touch someone else and stir them up as well. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to hear an awesome, powerful word coming from Apostle Porter. You hear it from Pastor Sharon. And we have Bishop Porter just for a little bit, but we just thank God for the visitation of Bishop Porter, I tell you, you know. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m., and that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And it's many, trust me. She's been on this broadcast from since 2009. If you need prayer or you have a praise report because you know the woman of God been praying for you, you can call us again every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m., 347-857-3925. If you would like to send a donation and say, woman of God, this is a donation blessing you, thanking you for thinking about me, you can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Oh, and listen now, tomorrow night we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. That number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down. Pray for the nation. Pray for our president. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. I tell you, pray for healing of the nation. So come on, tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Again, that's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. Till then, you be blessed. And remember, say, Lord, stir it up within me.
all asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneeled down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go
and
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go, there's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.